This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Pod save the Queen!
Hello and welcome back to Pod Save the Queen. I'm your host, Anne Gripper, and I am joined by a positive galaxy of stars today for a bonus edition of our show. Because today in the Daily Mirror offices, we have had a lot of visitors. We've had teenagers joining us today from Birmingham, Bournemouth, London, Northern Ireland, Sheffield and Watford to help us put together a very special edition of the Daily Mirror and also Mirror Online. Actually, there's loads of amazing things that have been happening. So I've been running around a lot, dealing with all of the content that's going to be going online. But the people I have with me have had an even more exciting day than I have. Because when they came into the office this morning, I don't think they thought that they would be chatting with Prince William. Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that is what has been going on today. So before we start, we should introduce them properly. So that was Jaspreet Katkar, who is 17. Welcome, Jaspreet.
Thank you.
We also have Aaron Manning-Jack, who is 14.
Thank you.
And Chloe Kennedy, who is 16.
Thanks.
Welcome. And we let Russell Myers, our royal editor, come back as well for his good behaviour.
Hello.
So, Jaspreet, tell us what have you been doing today? How did you end up chatting with Prince William?
So it all started with basically we were in a conference together and we were deciding as to what goes on within the day. And an opportunity literally arose that whether we want to talk to Prince William. And, you know, when you hear that kind of big name, Prince William, you know, you're going to take the opportunity with both hands. And we got the opportunity to speak to him via text about mental health in particular because of the organizations that he's been introducing and what the impact it's had on the youth.
Yeah, because last week we had a special mental health episode, which we talked about. I think we did touch on a little about this new service that Prince William had launched, and then Russell followed it up to set up this exciting opportunity. I mean, Russell, I've been presenting this podcast for 18 months already. How come you've not hooked me up with the royals yet?
I was trying to hook myself up, to be fair, but no, we must give huge thanks to Prince William, the royal household, for facilitating the interview. That was, you know, it's fantastic, and we've got some amazing coverage out of it. We had a chat about the questions that we were going to put towards him. Obviously, he's been super, super busy over the last
ten days.
Yeah, really. I mean, first of all, the launch of Shout, this new initiative, which is a text message service open 24/7. To, you know, the tagline is to help anyone, anywhere, anytime. And also with the BBC documentary that he did with a number of football players at the weekend, which was certain individuals who have had sort of struggles in their life who you wouldn't necessarily associate with having mental health issues or certain hang-ups about body image or things in the past that have actually thrown them off course at certain junctures. But that was on Sunday night, the BBC documentary, and that was really well received. And I'm sure this interview will be as well. It's been a really busy day, but a really fantastic turnaround from the guys here.
So the Shout service, what does it actually do? What's its main aim?
So, well, Chloe will know. We spoke about it. So it's the 24/7.
Yes, so it's a 24/7 text message service that allows anyone to text in to a volunteer if they may be in a crisis and sort of just gain help and information on how to get out of their situation. And it's just really for support for young people especially.
Do you think like having a text service is a good idea? Do you think you would find it easier to send a text to somebody asking for help?
I think it's much easier rather than talking to people face to face, because especially teenagers these days, they don't like talking to people face to face. They find it really awkward. So having a text service it's more like talking to your friends rather than talking to a stranger. So it's much easier for them and more enjoyable in a way.
So what kind of things were you chatting about with Prince William? What questions were you asking?
We were asking him questions that to see how he thinks mental health affects children in our generation today.
Mm-hmm. And do you, what kind of things did he say?
He said that it's really important that the this generation knows that they like shouldn't be worried to talk out. They're not being scared to talk. They shouldn't be scared to talk out. They should get the support that they need.
And what did you think when you were hearing that, Jaspreet?
With Prince William, I agreed strongly with the fact that he said about that the youth don't get enough attention about mental health in particular. That it comes down to things like culture factors that we were talking about with Russell and like a group as a cohort. That it's things like cultural factors with like the stigma about men in particular, you know, that they have to be like this dominant person, you know, that they can't have these kind of feelings. And it almost marginalizes men, and you know, and it excludes them from having these kind of feelings. And then it builds up and builds up to the point that they don't feel confident to tell anyone. And that's when the extreme things like suicide start occurring. And when you have things like this where you can talk to people online or text, like Chloe was saying, where that so many people are now on social media, that it allows for a more comforting way of expressing your emotions.
You know, realistically, in your lifetimes, Prince William will become king.
Yeah.
Like, was that weird? Sending him text messages earlier.
It's not really something we thought that we would do when we woke up this morning, that we would speak to a future king. And it's really nice to have that experience and say we've been able to do that, especially because it's such a beneficial service for teenagers and young people. So it's really nice.
And what did you think of the kind of things that he was saying?
I think it's quite true to what he says, where we have to listen to others and get people who are ready to listen, because especially over text, it's easier to understand, I think, what teenagers are going through, because that's how they portray themselves most days, is through social media and through text. So by having these volunteers trained to deal with these issues, it's much better.
And, you know, for William, he obviously cares about what happens to your generation and even a little bit younger, sort of primary school age children, because that is the life that his children are growing up into. Did you get a sense of that today, Russell?
Well, just because, and you know, just to mention the reason why we did it through text is because we'd been speaking to the Duke's, you know, people to try and make this work, and it was actually him who came up with the idea of doing it through text, because to sort of just break down the barrier of reaching out to someone and to have that sort of that conversation. So I think it works really well. But we were speaking, Chloe, about, you know, the early years work that Kate is doing also, and that was one of his responses, wasn't it? He said that not only was it really Kate, who he kept calling Catherine, and you know, we have to duck that with the copy, but we all know her as Kate. And he was saying that she was the one who really brought it all together back in 2017 when they made heads together and looked at all the ways in which they could put together all their sort of separate charities. It was sort of Harry was working with veterans, she was doing stuff with addiction, and he was doing things with homelessness. But a big part of Kate's work is early years and the intervention of children in their earliest years to make sure they have the resilience and the mental capacity to deal with things like large-scale bereavement or you know, severe mental health issues. So it's about, you know, giving these kids the opportunity and the tools to deal with things like that.
Because mental health, actually, I mean, Kate, we'll talk more in our regular episode about the Kate's Chelsea Flower Show Garden. Kind of even that had a mental health element put through it. Did you guys know before you came in today, like, that Prince William was involved in mental health stuff? Were you aware of that already?
Yeah, I was, because I think that mental health is a big issue for, like, our generation. And I think that the royals want to break down that barrier, like, because like 100 years ago, they wouldn't really communicate with like people in like our generation or even like just the outside world. They just keep themselves enclosed, but now they just want to show that they're just like everybody else, and mental health is a big issue no matter who you are.
And what, how about you, SP? Were you aware of it before?
Yeah, I only found out on the weekend actually from the FA Cup final, because he did an interview with one of the presenters there, and then I started looking into it. And for me, it really is like, it's important. It was a really good organization that he's developed, because like Aaron was saying, that especially in modern society, you know, mental health is becoming becoming one of the biggest killers, especially for young people, through such vast pressure and, you know, and things like bullying constantly happening. Sorry.
I mean, because we touched on it last week about like the importance of football and, you know, how big a deal it is in the UK, and that William's going to have this ongoing campaign with Heads Together. So, you know, the fact that actually already
are the guys, the girls and girls who they're trying to reach, that, you know, not only that would be me dropping my phone again, that we, you know, me being told off for noise. Well, you guys and girls are the people that they want to reach through the initiatives, through the Football Association, through Heads Together. You're exactly the type of age group that we need to be talking to being able to, as he says, open a conversation about mental health issues.
And great, like the fact that the future king, or, you know, the royal family in general now are engaging with mental health. What do you think that says about them, or how important, or what does it make you feel?
Really. Sort of makes us feel closer to them, because they're trying really hard to interact with us, and especially as a younger generation, seeing as he's going to be a future king, then we've got that. It makes us feel like close with them, and sort of builds a rapport with us and them, and really makes us connect with them as well. So I think it's really important.
And so I'm also interested to know what do you guys think of the royal family in general? Like, do you notice their work, or like, do you see the pictures of them online, or see what's going on and sort of follow the gossip, or is it just like it's a whole other world and don't really follow it?
I think, as I was saying earlier, they want to like break down this barrier between us and them being royals, because they just want to show us that they're just normal people, but. Obviously, they're royal, so they're not normal like that. But they want to show us that they go through things that we'll go through, and mental health affects everybody.
How about you, Jasper?
To be honest, I don't really follow the royal family in particular. But obviously, when it comes to things like when it's big news that takes place, then I'd probably listen to it. But other than that, I haven't really been, to be honest with you, I haven't really been interested in terms of the royal family. I'm more into the political side of Britain rather than the royal family. Yeah.
How about you, Chloe?
I think that they're becoming more popular, and even though I don't really follow them as much, they are becoming more involved in like our everyday life. So you just learn more about them, and then and now I'm beginning to gain more of an interest in them just through different things they do every day.
Do you think people like your age group would listen when they're speaking about things like this, or do you think do you feel that there is a gulf between them and us?
I think especially as they're a younger generation of royals, we're more likely to listen to them than, say, the older generation of royals. But especially now, because they're getting more involved in sort of the community and the public, people are listening to them more and are more likely to listen to them.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's even difficult for someone of my age to listen to Prince Charles. He seems that, you know, one of the last sort of generation of the old royals, doesn't he? He talks in a certain way, he acts, he addresses in a certain way, whereas, you know, William and Kate, Harry and Meghan are sort of our sort of era, aren't they? Which is, you know, it's good to know that if they are trying to put people on the same level and have their voices heard.
So did any of you guys watch the royal wedding last year when Harry and Meghan got married?
I didn't watch it. I heard about it.
It's interesting because like we've lived and breathed. I mean, ultimately that is our job and we get paid for it, but you know, and it becomes quite consuming.
What about your friends though? Like, would you?
I think my friends aren't really that interested in the royal family, so we didn't really pay much attention to it. But then we saw it on the news and saw articles and things about it, so then we just found out about it naturally. But I think different people are interested in it in different ways.
And what about Meghan coming into the royal family as, you know, as a you know, mixed race person, an American. Does that, is that something that you and your friends would talk about?
I think me and my friends are more, we sort of know her more because we watch her on Suits, and that's really it, to be honest. Yeah.
So is she more famous to you than Kate?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, definitely.
Even before she joined the royal family?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. How about you, Aaron?
I think for just teenagers our age, we I think there's an idea that, oh, it doesn't affect me. But actually it does, because it could possibly be our future. So like with Brexit, people are saying that, well, young people are saying, oh, it doesn't affect me. But really it will, because it'll affect us in the future.
Very right, yeah.
To be honest, me and my friends, we didn't really talk about the royal wedding either, to be honest with you. I'm more into other types of things. But it's the case of, like, with Prince William, is that obviously we know he will be king. And I think that's when he actually is king, I think that's when people will actually start being talked about more within society, especially for the young people, I think. But do things like organizations like these, I think that'll push it even further, you know, because he's connecting with us on a more personal level through such big killers like mental health.
Yeah, it's interesting. And do you guys have an impression of the Queen? Not like, can you pretend to be her, but like, what?
Oh, Anne does a good impression of the Queen.
Oh yeah, I did do that one time. I read a press release out in my best Queen voice. I think it was, but oh, what had happened? Can't even remember. I think someone had got a new title or something. Whatever.
It was
anyway,
very funny.
I'm sure at some stage in the future I'll bust it out again. But yeah, like, what do you think of the Queen? Do you have thoughts about the Queen?
No, actually, to be honest with you, it's one of those things like with the royal family as well. Like, the Queen she's just the Queen. Like, she's never really crossed my mind, kind of thing. The only thing is the impact she had on TV, and that's only because of history that I have to learn. But other than that, no, to be honest.
Impact she had on TV?
That the fact with her, I can't remember off the top of my head what it was actually. It was a coronation. Yeah, the fact that her coronation was televised on TV led to like a serious boom in TV consumption.
That's a great historical fact.
Yeah. And that is, you know, so that was what, 1952?
Yeah, so I think it was a combination of, some people would go out and buy TVs,
yeah,
and some people on their street would get together at the house which had bought a TV.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what a massive national moment. You imagine that was not much other ways in the form of entertainment. There was certainly no internet, and you'd have to buy a television. Would be probably one on the street, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. How about you, Aaron? What do you think of the Queen, or what have you know? Have you ever, does she kind of register ever?
Not really, no.
No, the lady on the Queen on the banknotes and the stamps. Is that basically like where she is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. How about you, Chloe?
I think she's sort of I just know her as a figure. She's not. We're not really involved with her as much. So, not that we don't pay attention to her, but we know she's there. She's almost just like a.
Like a figurehead.
Yeah, like a figurehead.
Just exists and is there.
That would be really interesting, you know, with your, you know, well, with all of us, but especially your generation who, she's just been there. She's always been there for like us, all of us, right? I mean, it's way before any of us were born. So when she does pass away, and then there is that accession to the throne for Charles, and then William becomes the Prince of Wales, and that all really you know, will be in a hugely different part of history, and I think that will be fascinating.
Major history to be living through.
And maybe that will force, because if William is in the sort of consciousness of young people, and then he's suddenly elevated to a more senior role, and still is making those strides in terms of mental health or things that he's involved with, then maybe, you know, more of society will be taking notice of them.
Exactly. It'll be like the Johnson or...
Or you know what? Or maybe not. Or maybe people like yourselves will say, well, why do we need a monarchy? Because I'm sure that if you're... It's not that you're not engaged. You're, you know, three really impressive, bright young people, and... If there's a lot of people thinking like you, they might think, well, what do we need it for? We've got, you know, we've got our own vision and our own thoughts. And I think that'll be fascinating.
Do you think it's a good thing that we have a queen and then potentially a king? Or would you rather have a different system? What do you reckon?
To be honest with you, it's the kind of... It used to play a very big role, like when you look at it from the past centuries. But now, the more the focal point really of Britain now is more to politics and the Prime Minister. I think they, even though they might not have the power that the royal family does, they're still like the figurehead of Britain, and like they dictate as to the way how people see it, you know.
What do you reckon, Chloe?
Yeah, I think it's sort of, it's just something that's always been there. And even though, say, when Prince William does come to throne, it's sort of, yeah, it's something that's always been there. So we haven't really got an opinion on it.
Just kind of just is.
Yeah.
How about you, Aaron? What do you think?
I'm not sure, but I know from like other people that they think that like 100 years ago, a monarchy would rule the country, right? But in modern society, it's like the prime minister. When you think about it, it's like the main leader. But I think that you should like have monarchy, because if you think about all the people that come from like other countries to come and see Buckingham Palace or monarchy or what's like stuff that's just involves a monarchy, it would make Britain like lose people, because every year more and more people come into Britain to basically see the monarchy as a tourist attraction.
Exactly, like that's what we pride ourselves on, you know, like the royal family, like, and shows, for example, like Peaky Blinders, you know, they're very similar to that kind of that traditional, you know, royal kind of attire. And taking away the royal family from Britain is like, it's almost like a sentient being now to Britain, to the fact that we've had monarchs for so long. But the only difference now is that they don't have the impact that they probably did when, say, Henry VIII or Queen Elizabeth I was in power.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And so Harry and Meghan, who are kind of, you know, the new hot suits powered power couple, they are, part of their work is going to be focused with young people. That's kind of a specific part of their, you know, kind of their job, essentially, with the Youth Commonwealth.
Youth Commonwealth leader, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what do you make of those two? Do you notice them, or do you think they...
I think, like, the younger royals, they all combine together and do, like, different projects that affect young people, because I think they have a better understanding than the older, like, generation of the monarchy, because they've, like, been through experiences that young people might go through, even though they're royals, they're still people. So I think they can relate more to young people, which means they'll do more for young people.
Yeah, exactly like Aaron was saying, the fact that, you know, they lost their mother at such a young age, you know, mental health must be like a very personal thing to them as well. The fact that they've gone through the emotions of, you know, not having that mother role model there for so long in their from such an early start in their lives.
Yeah, because I mean, Harry was younger than all of you when he lost his mum. So yeah, it's, you know, quite it always makes you stop and think when you kind of stop and think things in that way. So having had your little text message chat with Prince William today, like, has your views changed about, like, compared to when you came in this morning? Do you think your view has changed about the royal family or Prince William, or what will you take away from today?
I feel like he's a much more approachable person now. If it sort of makes you feel like you have that connection with him and you've built up a rapport with him, so yeah, you feel sort of more in contact with him than ever before.
Yeah, like Chloe was saying, the fact that I always hoped that Prince William would be that kind of Jon Snow king, you know, the fact that he's looking out for his people. And
is this Game of Thrones spoilers? Do we need to put a spoiler warning on the start?
No spoilers. I haven't watched it.
Don't worry, no spoilers. Yeah, but the fact that the way I first viewed him was the fact that that he doesn't really acknowledge the way the things that young people go through, but the way through the interviews completely changed my mind and my view, because he's interacting with the youth, he's interacting with all sorts of young people to try and tackle such a big issue in mental health and in any way possible that he can do.
Cool. And Aaron, how about you?
I think I've got a better understanding of like why they want to push mental health as being a thing where people need to get support, because using a platform like social media or text messaging is getting through to the youth more, which makes them more likely to contact somebody about how they're feeling.
Russell, for you, like it was a reasonably unusual day for you as well. Like, what did you make of it all?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been covering a lot of jobs with Prince William to do with mental health, and recently it sort of really picked up. You've mentioned the stuff with the FA. He launched the Shout charity recently. There's been a lot of stuff with Kate and early years intervention, but this was fascinating. I think when we tried to get it off the ground, it was just an idea. If I'm honest, I didn't know necessarily whether it would work. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, that William was super keen to do it from the off. He didn't need much persuasion, and once we told him the format that we were thinking of having all these young people in and creating a special edition of, you know, young people who really care about their future and care about the things that he is passionate about. And I think it's a testament to the fact that, you know, even when he's speaking about these things, they are being listened to. And I think this, you know, this is a lifetime's work, isn't it? So I think it's worked really well, and I'm really thankful for you guys as well. You bought it from the off. You got on board with it, and all your comments and the way we worked together on the stories were fantastic.
And we thank you, Russell, for the opportunity that you gave us.
Well, not at all. Definitely.
So
you guys
wouldn't be in this position now. So it's good. Credit goes to you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Very kind.
No, it's great job all round. So if you want to read the interview, then look out for the hashtag MirrorNextGen. On Twitter, it'll be on there, and it will be on the Mirror website. Big exciting edition with all kinds of other things going on. There's a bit of politics, a bit of environment. What else have you guys been working on?
There's been film reviews, TV reviews,
knife crime, stress in education,
homelessness, I know, was one thing. Aaron, what else have you been working on?
Podcasts.
I mean, such a busy day. It's just all blurred, all a bit of a blur.
Yeah, and it's been very, very busy, but everyone's sort of really bought into it.
It's been great. And with this special podcast team, there will be a picture up on our Instagram account, PodSave. So do check it out. Thanks to everybody who has been following us on there and sending comments. It's been really great to hear what you think. And we'll be back very soon with our regular episode, chatting Gabriella Windsor's wedding, Chelsea Flower Show, and those amazing behind the scenes pictures from Harry and Meghan's wedding. I mean, if you didn't see the wedding yourselves, then you might still want to check those out, my teenage friends. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you to our listeners as well. And until next time.
Pod save the Queen!